Today we celebrate the glory of the cross. And it is the glory of the cross that we have come to celebrate. Because on the cross stands the basis for a new creation. On the cross stands the blueprint for a new you and a new me. A new creation. The sons of the living God. On the cross, the heart of God is revealed to us. The reality of who our God is and the reality of why He must always be God is open to us. And we bow down. We bow down with gratitude. We bow down with wonder at the heart of Him who gave Himself for each one of us. For all of us are in this place for one reason only. Because of the impact Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, has had in our own personal lives. We are here because we owe Him a debt that can never be repaid. We are here because of gratitude in our hearts. We are here because He has saved us. We are here because He has loved us in a love that will take all eternity to understand, to realize, and to express. He opened to us the heart of God. He opened to us a salvation reality in which we will be blessed forevermore. He opened to us the glory of the cross. And I want to talk about the glory of the cross today. Shall we pray? Father, we open our hearts to You and we bow down. We bow down because, O God, You are worthy to receive all glory, honor, praise, and worship. You are worthy because on the cross You opened to us Your heart. You showed us the reason why You must always be God in our hearts, in our lives. Why only in You do we have a future. Only in You are we secure. Only in You do we have a basis for true life. Only in You can we truly, O God, look forward, O God, to a life in peace, a life, O God, that is prosperous, O God, consistent, O God, with Your nature and Your character, open to us in the heart of Jesus Christ. We thank You for the Son You have given us. The Son You have given us, O God, through the cross. The Son, O Lord, who stands in our hearts as our Savior and our Redeemer. The Son who stands in our hearts as the Lamb of God, the One who paid the price, the One who has given us a new tomorrow, the One in whom, O Lord, we come to discover, O God, the intents of Your heart, Father, the One in whom, O Lord, our eyes are opened, our ears are unstopped, Lord, and our hearts are opened, O God, to becoming a new creation in You, Lord. We thank You for the cross. We thank You for the creative power released for us on the cross in a faith and a love able to stand, O God, as a continuous atonement over our lives so that we can rise to realize Your grace and Your mercy in the merits of the Lamb. Father, we bow down before You because what was done on the cross was of cosmic proportions, Father, affecting past, present, and future in all eternity, Father, from eternity to eternity, Lord. The intents, O God, of the sacrifice of the Lamb are a living expression, O God, of why, Lord, You should always be our God. Of why, Lord, we can set our hearts on You and know and know and know for sure, Lord, that we are the people You have called forth, O God, in Your grace and Your mercy, to receive the abundance of Your heart given to us, communicated to us in the merits of the Lamb. We thank You that because of the shed blood of the Lamb, we are able to commune with the Holy Spirit. We are able, O God, to live, move, and have our being in You. We are able, O God, to receive and realize by the Spirit all that You have for us in Your precious Son. Father, we join with the church across the world and in the heavenly places, both Jew and Gentile, to bow before You, thanking You for the reality that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him will have eternal life. And as those who have received eternal life, we bow before You. Although we don't understand, O God, fully, O Lord, what has been given to us on the cross. We thank you for what we have received. We thank you for what we are able to see. For what we have received and what we have seen is already awesome and wonderful. And we bless you, Father. We bless you with everything that is within us. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's message is called The Glory of the Cross. And as we turn to the book of Exodus, we find Moses asking God, show me your glory. Exodus chapter 33. Exodus chapter 33, verse 18. Then Moses said, I pray thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I myself will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show compassion on whom I will show compassion. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no man can see me and live. Chapter 34, verse 5. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood there with him as he called upon the name of the Lord. Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression and sin. Yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished. Verse 8, and Moses made haste to bow low toward the earth and worship. Praise the Lord. Show me thy glory. The cross is where we see the essential reality of the glory of God. On the cross we see the basis on which God is God. The basis on which we need to understand and know why God must always be God to us. Why we have no life without this reality of who God is. See, as God shows Moses his glory, he tells him that he can't see his face, but he then declares to him his character and his nature. He declares to him the basis on which his glory is founded. And his glory is founded on the basis that God is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression and sin. Yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished. And we see all of that reality manifested on the cross. On one side of the cross, we see God's compassion and God's grace. We see God reaching out to us and telling us that he is prepared to forgive us. He is prepared to begin a work in our lives. On the other side of the cross is the reality of what God will manifest in judgment to those who reject him. The cross manifests the heart of God. The cross manifests the reality of why God should always be our God, why we can trust him and why we can put our lives in his hand, why we need to understand his word and why we need to receive, realize and express our lives through his word. For on the cross, God manifests his word, tried and tested in the life of Jesus, tried and tested and demonstrated in the character and nature of Jesus Christ, open to us on a plane of forgiveness, open to us in a new reality that we are called to receive, realize and express. A new reality open to us in the faith and love of Jesus. A new reality open to us in the character and nature of Jesus. A new reality open to us in God's faithfulness, in God's goodness. A new reality that we are called to participate in, grace upon grace, not merit upon merit. God has opened to us a new tomorrow. And the cross of Jesus Christ opens that door to us. The cross of Jesus Christ is the door in which God meets us. The door in which God opens to us a blessing and a life in all eternity. In the merits of the Lamb, He opens that door not because we deserve it, not because we are good people, not because of our faithfulness, but because of His faithfulness. His faithfulness demonstrated not by a declaration from a throne, but by a demonstration on the cross. A demonstration on the cross. See, God does not sit on the throne and tell you, I am a good God. God demonstrates the fact that He is good through the cross. He demonstrates the fact that He is a God worthy of all honor, praise and glory, because He alone can do what He has done on the cross for us. As we stand today as a church across the world, as we stand as the church of Jesus Christ in the heavenly places, we are a people blessed, blessed through the blood of the Lamb, blessed because a unique faith and a unique love has been channeled into each one of our lives by the Holy Spirit. We are opened to God's grace. We are open to God's mercy. We are open to all that God has given us in Jesus Christ. And all things are possible for each and every one of us. All things are possible through what God has given us through His Son. And we are called to open our hearts and realize the glory of the Son. And the glory of the Son is manifested on the cross. The reason why God is glorious, the reason why God stands above everything else in the creation, is because of what He demonstrated on the cross. And that's what sets Him apart from everyone else. No angel could have done what He has done. No angel could have faced what He faced and then demonstrated the reality of the nature and character of God in being willing to open a new tomorrow for His creation. When rebellion began, it began in the Holy of Holies. It began in the Holy of Holies because there were a group of angels who questioned the fact of God being God. God threw them out in a demonstration of immense power. He threw them out in the demonstration of a tremendous authority. But He waits through space and time until a point comes 2,000 years in human history, 2,000 years ago in human history, and He manifests the reason why He is God and why He will always be God and why He is justified in everything that He says and He does. Why nothing can shake Him, why nothing can dethrone Him, why no evil can ever manifest itself against Him. And in the demonstration on the cross, in the nature and character of Jesus Christ, God comes across in the frailty of a man to defeat all the forces of evil, arrayed from time immemorial, over probably millions of years. God demonstrates a victory, not in the way man sees victory in battle, but in a victory that demonstrates a nature that overcomes all that is evil. And that was the task that the Word of God was sent to manifest. That was the task that the Word of God has been sent to manifest as a seed in each one of our hearts. And the Holy Spirit is unveiling that seed of God's victory in our lives. And today as we gather as a church across the world, we must understand that we are not looking merely at the suffering of someone 2,000 years ago. More importantly, God is asking the question, what have you done with the seed of Christ that I have planted in your heart? What have you done with Christ crucified, who paid a price so that you will be saints? What have you done in the life that I have given you to demonstrate that my Son makes the difference? That my Son is the difference between day and light, day and night. That my Son is the difference between death and life. That my Son is the difference between success and failure. So we are charged not with coming to revisit the cross 2,000 years ago and weeping at what we see on the cross, but understanding that a price was paid for us so that we will demonstrate through each one of our lives the price that Jesus Christ paid for us. That we will demonstrate His victory through our lives. That is our task. To show that God, in the victory that He manifested in the life of Jesus Christ, is going to raise a people who are able to demonstrate what was done for them on the cross. So as we come today, we have come today not to sorrow, but to truly look at the cross and understand that it is our task, it is our job to receive the faith and love of Jesus Christ, to receive His victory, to receive His resurrection power, and demonstrate the reality of that power of the cross in each one of our lives. To discover the grace that God has opened to us in the fullness of Jesus Christ. To demonstrate that Jesus makes a difference in each one of our lives. Each one of us in the peculiar situations and circumstances of our life, demonstrating that Jesus Christ is the difference. That He is the life that we have. So as we look at the cross, we are not just looking at the suffering Savior. We are looking at what He manifested in the light of His sufferings. We are looking at the intentions of His heart. We are looking at how He opened a new door for us, in spite of the fact that spikes were driven into His body, in spite of the fact that His back was torn to shreds, in spite of the fact that He was in immense pain, in spite of the fact that He was mortally wounded, He still found the love. He still found the ability to forgive us and open a door for us. And as we stand as the church, it is so important for us to walk through that door. To recognize that that door has been opened in one name and one name only. The name of Jesus Christ. That door has been opened through her faith that will never fail. That door that has been opened as the key of David. As the key of David. The love that He manifested for us. So as He stands before heaven, you see that it's mentioned in the scriptures that He is the root of David. The root in out of which the tree of life will grow for a new tomorrow. And if you look at Revelation 22, you find that God talks about the tree of life manifesting 12 kinds of fruit on either side of the river of life. And that is the church. And that is also the nation of Israel. And so God is telling us that through the cross of Jesus Christ, He has accomplished something that we need to receive and realize. The book of Colossians says that in Him we are made complete. But we have to walk towards that. See, Good Friday is not a day of emotion. It is not a day for us to just simply look at the sufferings of Jesus Christ and feel sorry for what was done to Him. But understand that what we need to do in answer to what He suffered is to express the gratitude through the life that we live. To go out and demonstrate that in our lives, Jesus Christ makes the difference. That Jesus Christ is the difference. That in each one of our lives, a miracle is being worked out. A miracle beyond our comprehension, a miracle beyond any of our abilities, a miracle that is being manifested out of what He did for us on the cross. We are being changed today because of the faith and love of Jesus for us. We are being changed today because there is a reality that declares that by His stripes and by His wounds we are healed. And we are being healed. The anger is being taken away. The pride is being broken. The self-righteousness is being broken. See, brethren, we have to demonstrate that the price that He paid is resulting in a new you and a new me. That's our duty. That's our response to the cross. That's our response to the glory of the cross. We have to demonstrate the light of the cross in our lives. We have to demonstrate it in the things we do every day, in the words we say, in the words, in the relationships we have, in how we work, in how we minister. It is in all of those little things that we do every day that we have to demonstrate our response to the cross of Jesus Christ. It is in our marriages, it is in our homes, in the bringing up of our children that we have to demonstrate that we understand the witness of the cross. We understand why God sent His Son. We understand and we respond to what He has done for us. You see, brethren, in so many parts of the Christian world, people will weep, remembering the sufferings of Jesus Christ. But what God desires is to see our response to those sufferings through the living of our lives. That's where the rubber hits the road. That's where we declare that we love Jesus. That's where we declare that we believe that He died for us. That's where we declare that by His stripes we are healed. That's where we declare that by His wounds we are delivered. It is in how we minister to each other. It is in how we forgive each other. It is in how we build each other that we demonstrate the power of the cross. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 says that the word of the cross is the power of God. The word of the cross is the power of God. And the word of the cross is given to us in a witness that is within us. In 1 John chapter 5 verse 10, it is written that he who believes in the Son of God has the witness within him. In 1 John chapter 5 verse 8, it is declared that that witness that God has manifested on the earth is a witness in spirit, water and blood. And spirit, water and blood is the witness of the cross. In being born again, the witness of the cross has been opened to us. The witness of the cross has been opened to us through the seed of Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it is said that Christ crucified is also the power of God. And so you see, the witness within us is meant to be a witness of the word of God, the witness of the cross. And Moses announced that in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 14 and 15. He said, the word of God is in your mouth and in your heart. So in the New Testament, God brings that to fulfillment. The word of God is in our mouth and in our heart. The word of God is revealed to us in a witness of Christ crucified for each one of us. Christ crucified is the seed of Christ that has been planted in your heart and my heart that has enabled us to be born again. We are born again out of the resurrection power that was manifested in the life of Jesus through the cross. And we are called to realize that witness of Christ crucified in a witness within us that will enable us to stand before God in the merits of the Lamb. And we are asked to demonstrate the life that God has given us through Jesus Christ. Can you see that? Blood stands for covenant. Spirit stands for the anointing, the enabling to do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Water represents the spirit and life of Jesus, the rhema of God's voice, the rhema that will enable us to come forth as a new creation. So we are a new creation that God has called forth from out of darkness into His marvelous light. Christ in me, the hope of glory, isn't it? Christ in me, the hope of glory. And that's what we are called to unveil. Christ in me is a reality that God is developing through the cross of Jesus. Christ in me is a witness in blood, water, and spirit. And Christ in me is the hope of glory. And this witness that is in our mouth and in our heart, God is asking us to demonstrate that in each and everything that we do every day. That's how we give recognition to the fact that Jesus Christ suffered and died for us. It is so important that we understand that. Because it is pointless relating to the cross merely out of emotion. Because nobody is going to be saved by the fact that you and I cry at the foot of the cross. People are only going to be saved if you and I take up the cross and walk in the name of Jesus Christ. And we take up the cross from the altars of our heart. We take up the cross and we live the life that God has given us in Jesus Christ. We demonstrate the life through the words that we speak and what we carry in our hearts. We demonstrate Jesus Christ through everything that we do in thought, word, and in deed. We demonstrate the word of God who gave himself for us. We demonstrate the word of God through all the things that we do every day. That's where the cross of Jesus Christ bears witness to the fact that we are a people saved. And it's so important for us to understand this. It is so important for us to demonstrate this, the glory of the cross. And what is the glory of a cross? God says, compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, truth, and forgiveness. What is that, brethren? It is nature, isn't it? The nature of Jesus Christ. Why is the nature of Jesus Christ so crucial? Because the battle of the cross was a battle of natures, brethren. The victory of the cross was the victory of the nature of God over the nature of the serpent and the dragon. That God destroyed on the cross the power of that nature and character of the serpent and the dragon. He manifested a new nature by which all creation will stand. Because in that nature, the law of God will be fulfilled. In that nature, every blessing of God is available to you and me. In that nature, God can raise us and hold us in high position, because we will be able to fulfill God's purposes in our lives because of that nature of Jesus Christ that has been woven into our beings, that has been worked into our beings through the Holy Spirit. Now in that nature, God will bless us. In that nature, God has ordained that we become sons of God. In that nature, God has ordained that nations will rise in the glory of our rising. And that glory is the glory of the cross, because that nature was expressed for us through the suffering of Jesus Christ. That nature is what is going to make us blessed in all eternity. That nature is what is going to enable us to be a blessing forever and forever, a growing blessing, not a curse, but a growing blessing forever and forever. That nature is what you and I need. That nature is what you and I must take hold of. So when we say that we understand the cross of Jesus Christ, then we must understand that what it means is that we must be willing to draw from God the nature of Christ and demonstrate that nature being perfected and completed in what we say and do each and every day. That's where we demonstrate the power of the cross. We demonstrate it through the way in which we minister, giving the glory to Him who paid the price. Are you listening, brother? So important to understand this. Because in so many parts of the church, people would have gathered together to mourn. There's nothing to mourn about, brethren. Because the cross represents the victory. The cross symbolizes victory. What the world regards as shame, God has manifested in victory. In the cross, He has destroyed the power of Satan. In the cross, He has taken away every curse that is upon us. And we need to understand that the cross of Jesus Christ is a radiance of a light that opens to us a new tomorrow. You and I are blessed. Christ in me, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Awesome, wonderful. The word of the cross. Christ crucified, the power of God. Christ crucified, the unveiling of wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Power. Power for a new man. Power for a new you and a new me. And that power is online, brethren. The power of the cross is manifested online within you and me. And we need to discover that. We need to discover that, because what is in our mouth and in our heart is a living witness of the Word of God. Just imagine the entire Scripture, and the entire Scripture contains an infinitude in God. The entire Scripture has been glorified according to who God is and all that God is on the cross. And that Word of God is going to be manifested in you and me in an online operating system. And as God performs His word in us, we will become the chosen instrument that God wants us to become. What an awesome work. What an awesome creation. God spoke and the heavens were made. God spoke and planets moved into place. God spoke and laws were manifested in nature. God spoke and things were done. God speaks through the cross to us in a unique way. God speaks through the cross to us in an intimacy. God speaks through the cross to His sons. Hello? God speaks through the cross to His royal priesthood. God speaks through the cross, through the prophetic people who will speak life into all of the created universe. That's our destiny. That's what has been opened through the cross. And that's why the cross is so awesome and powerful. because it opens to us a channel of communication that makes us a peculiar creation. There is no one else like you and me. There is no one else that God has spoken with such high intention anywhere in the creation. You and I are the first fruits of a new creation that God is manifesting. And it's so important, brethren, that we understand this destiny and have the courage and the conviction to walk into it. In the little things that we are doing every day. Because it is in the little things that the power of Satan is broken. It is in the little things that we say and do every day, that we are proclaiming that Christ Jesus' victory is a victory in your life and my life. It's so important that we proclaim that victory, that we demonstrate that victory. Powerful. Because there is an awesome reality that lies in the cross. The cross is the work of God. It will always be the work of God. The witness of the cross is the witness of God. It's a witness that God wants to develop in you and me in a peculiar fashion. And as God takes His word, as He said to Jeremiah, I'm watching over my word to perform it. Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 11 and 12. He's asking us to take hold of that word so that He can perform that word inside of us so that we can become sons of God. God is in the business of creating you and me with a clean heart. David realized at the point when he fell that his problem was he did not have a clean heart. Through the cross of Jesus Christ, God is declaring that in Jesus Christ, through the witness and testimony of Jesus, God will create in you and in me a clean heart, a pure heart, a heart that is able to ascend into the mount of the Lord and stand in the holy place of God. Amen. So the cross is something of the glory of God. You know, all the angels watched God in His glory on the cross. They watched while Jesus Christ suffered and died for us. They watched as God manifested His judgment on Jesus Christ and saw Him rise from the dead. And they realized that this is why God was God. Because one third of the angels questioned the fact of why God should be God. Because Satan said in his heart, I will make myself like God. And that was the root of the rebellion in the heavenly places. And God demonstrates through the cross why He is God and why nobody else can be God. And so as you look at the cross, you must understand that that is where God is speaking to you and telling you, this God you must have, because you will be a fool if you don't walk in the reality of this God. You will be a fool if you walk away from this reality of a God who can die for you like that, who can forgive you like that unilaterally. Amen. A God whose faith and whose love was no airy-fairy story told in nice writings and poems and fables. But a God who demonstrates that His faith and His love is genuine and real. That His faith and His love is entirely a reality of life eternal. It has the capacity to live in the face of any kind of darkness. It has the capacity to triumph against any kind of darkness and open the light into your life and my life. Should we not worship this God? Should we not demonstrate that He is our Lord? What a privilege to be able to demonstrate that this God is our Father, that this God is our Savior, that this God is our Beloved, that this God is our Lord. Who else do you want to reign in your heart? Yourself? Your ambitions? Whose thoughts should be manifested in your heart? Your thoughts or God's thoughts? What should we honor? The systems of the world or the systems of God? What do we pledge our life towards? What do we live for? If it is not for God, what else is there in life? Why would you not want to live for a God who would give you love like that, that is expressed on the cross? Why would you not want to trust a God who is willing to put His name on the line in order that you and I will live? What if Jesus Christ had lost His temper on the cross? The nature of God would have succumbed to the evil, right? Do you know that on the cross God actually put His own self as God on the line. Think about it. That in the frailty of a human being, God put Himself as God on the line. That if the nature of God had succumbed to the evil of man, to the evil of the evil one, God would no longer be God. To put Himself at risk for the likes of you and me, isn't that incomprehensible? You see, we can't comprehend that kind of a love. We intellectually are speaking and we say, my goodness, it's an amazing thing, but our hearts can't register it because we are not like that. And this is why you must understand that the love on the cross can only be understood as you grow in the witness of the cross. If you don't grow in Jesus Christ, you will never appreciate what God did for you on the cross. If you just are a church-going Christian, if you are a Christian who lives one life in the world and lives another life in church, you will never appreciate what God has done for you on the cross. It is only when you live Christ crucified, it's only as you live in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ for you, that you will discover how much is His love. So brethren, in order for you and me to grow, we have to take hold of what God has manifested on the cross. If the cross is true, then we must be experiencing the power of God, the power of the faith and love in everything that we become every day. Yeah? Because if you set your hope on Jesus, the substance of your faith will manifest in evidence. Yeah? On what basis do you set your hope on Jesus Christ? On the basis of what He did for you on the cross. What do you set your hope on? On His nature. His nature that was able to overcome evil. His nature that did something that you and I cannot do in ourselves. That's what the cross represents. The cross represents what no creature in heaven, on earth, or under the earth can do in itself. The cross represents what only God can do. The cross represents entirely, exclusively, everything that only God can do. And you and I must remember that. And this is why we can set our hearts on God and turn to Him and persevere with Him, because what He does for us will triumph in our lives. Praise the Lord. So are we not fortunate that the cross manifested in the physical 2,000 years ago is a living witness inside of you and me? It's a living witness of life. All of the broad dimensions of what God calls life. Blood represents life. Water represents life. Spirit represents life. Different aspects of life. And God wants to build it and develop it inside of us through Christ crucified for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you have to receive and realize of what Christ did for you. You see, Christianity is not a theology. Christianity is life. Jesus said, I am the life. I am the life. The bread of life is the word of God given to you through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The word that is able to feed you in the spirit and life of Jesus. The word that is able to feed you in the faith and love of Jesus. The word that is able to feed you in the character and nature of Jesus Christ. The word that is able to feed you in the power of His resurrection. Can you see that? When Jesus Christ says, I am the light of the world, He's talking about the light that He manifested through the cross, by what He did through His faith and His love. The light that comes to us, the enlightenment that comes to us through the faith and love of Jesus. Not an enlightenment that comes when you sit under the mango tree and meditate yourself into oblivion. That is cheap glory. But this is light that comes to you in the faith and love of Jesus. This is light that opens the Word of God to you as living light. Living light that will manifest you as a morning star. Living light in the faith and love of Jesus. All things are possible. Go after it. Go after it and take hold of the Word of God. Take hold of it and say, Lord, reveal Christ crucified. Reveal His faith and His love through the Word. Think of the Word. Understand it. And say, Lord, reveal it in the faith and love of Jesus. Can you imagine what you will become if you and I become party to the faith and love of Jesus that is entirely given for you and me on the cross? For who else was it given? The cross is 100% for each and every one of us. Nobody got 50% and somebody else got 75%. Moses, being a good man, got 99%. No, brother, we all got 100%. No matter where we came from, no matter what we have done in our lives, no matter how many silly things we have done in our lives, 100% is given. So, the challenge is to take hold of that 100% and manifest it step by step. It's a walk by the Spirit. It's a walk by the Spirit in the name of Jesus. This is the law of life, that you live by the Spirit in Christ Jesus and be set free from the law of sin and death. That's all you have to do. Step by step. Where do you find the meaning of the word obedience? On the cross. How is obedience manifested? Through the faith and love of Jesus, through the character and nature of Jesus, through the witness and testimony of Jesus. If God, the Holy Spirit, perfects that witness inside you and me, we too will come to obey God in everything that we do. Yeah? So yes, we will make mistakes. While God is working with us, we will see our own failings. But in the process of seeing our own failings and drawing from God what Jesus has done for us, we will see ourselves change. We will see ourselves being able to obey God for things we were unable to obey Him for 10 years ago. Hasn't that happened in your life so far? There's so many things that you already are walking into that 10 years ago you would never have imagined yourself doing. Where did the power come from? Where did the change come from? It came out of the heart of Him who gave Himself for you. And so we all have the first fruits of this process of change, and God is asking us to pursue it so that we can become instruments through whom He can manifest the glory of Christ risen. We are His body. Through who else can God demonstrate Christ crucified, Christ risen, Christ victorious, if not through you and me? When the Bible says that you and I are the body of Christ, that we are members of the body of Christ, what is the meaning of that? The meaning of that is that you and I are charged with revealing Jesus Christ in our lives. You will do it in the peculiar circumstances of your life, and I'll do it in the peculiar circumstances of my life. You will do it according to how God has called you and anointed you, and I will do it according to how God has called me and anointed me. And when we put together the testimony of the church, it will demonstrate that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And nobody will be able to argue about that, because we will stand heads and shoulders about everybody else. Amen. So one of the things we have to learn is to give the glory to Him. The cross is about the price He paid. The glory of the cross is the glory that belongs to Jesus Christ. And so when you and I see the power of the name of Jesus manifest, the glory must go to Him. Because when rebellion started in heaven, the glory of God was taken for granted by angels that stood before God. Angels that saw His creation. Angels that saw His power unveiled and questioned the validity of His status. They took the glory for themselves. And now we have to demonstrate that we are willing to give the glory to God. And God is asking us to respond to the message of the cross. God is asking us to respond to the testimony of the cross. How can you be saved by me and not give me the glory? Says the Lord. Or ask the Lord. So you and I have to learn how to give God the glory in the simple things that we do every day. Praise the Lord. You see, thank you, for the cross. That's easily said when the melody is nice and the song is nice and our voices sound nice with the music. But we have to play that song through the life that we live in a world that denies everything that it stands for. And that's where the melody has to be sung. Yeah? Through the life from our hearts. Thank you for... Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for the cross of Jesus Christ. How fortunate that everything that was expressed on the cross in all of its cosmic dimensions is meant to be unveiled inside of you and me. Isn't that amazing? You know, that's why 1 Peter chapter 1, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19 says that the prophetic word released in you and me becomes like a morning star in our hearts. Where do you think that power comes to shine like a morning star? It comes out of the glory of the cross. That is the glory of the word of the cross that God has brought to pass in a living oath expressed through your life and my life. Amen. We can ask anything in the name of Jesus. It will be given to us. It will be done for us. That's the glory of the cross. That's the glory of us understanding what the name of Jesus means. Because you cannot understand the name of Jesus except in and by and through the cross. Because the name of Jesus is not just a magical name like magicians pronounce and then do tricks, spiritual tricks. That's not what God wants to manifest. God wants to manifest life, power of a new life, power of a life that is lived entirely in and by and through God, power of His wisdom, power of His knowledge, power of His understanding, power that will truly be able to see mountains being moved in the seed of Christ manifested in us, faith in His faith. In the faith that He has authored and finished for us. Praise the Lord. So many things to look forward to. We have to live the cross, brethren. The witness of the cross has to be demonstrated through our lives. We have to live that witness. Because that witness was given for us. He paid the price so that that witness will manifest out of our lives. If God takes you through the valley, He takes you through the waters, He takes you through the fire, it is to demonstrate that the cross works in all of those situations and circumstances, so that you and I will come to understand from our hearts how powerful is the witness of the cross. What is the witness of a martyr for Christ? The witness of the martyr of Christ is to testify that the cross works through death and suffering. That you can go through martyrdom and love God even more than you ever did before. And that is amazing. After you go through the suffering of martyrdom, what comes out of your heart is a reality that says, I love God so much more than I did before I went through that martyrdom. That's what is the testimony of God. Strange. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for the cross of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord for the Lamb upon the throne, because He deserves to be on the throne. God comes to us through the Lamb. God introduces Himself to us in an intimacy only through the cross. There's no meaning to intimacy without the cross. Many people think that if they sing melodious songs and sing sweet nothings into the heart of God, that that is what worship is all about. No, it's not. Worship comes out of the cross of Jesus Christ. Worship comes out of everything that God gave us through the cross. Worship is a lifestyle. Worship is a lifestyle. If you don't live by what God has given you through the cross, then you will learn by the hard way the lessons of life. So many people want to learn the hard way.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So as we look at the new creation in Revelation 21 and Revelation 22, you find that God again talks about the Lamb of God. Why the Lamb? Why not just Jesus Christ? Simply because the name Jesus has no meaning to us unless we understand that He was the Lamb of God. So God ends the scripture by talking about the Lamb. Why does He talk about the Lamb? Because the Lamb was the one who paid the price for Revelation 21 and 22 to come forth in our lives. Praise the Lord. So as we prepare for the marriage of the Lamb, why the marriage of the Lamb? Why not marriage of Jesus Christ? Have you ever wondered that? Why are we here as the bride of the Lamb? Because of Christ crucified. Because you cannot appreciate the name of Jesus unless you understand Him as the Lamb of God. And so as God takes you through your life, as the shepherd leads you through your life, as He leads you through the peculiar situations and circumstances of your life, God is demonstrating the power of the cross. When you see your weaknesses, God is asking you to look at the power that is available to you through the cross. God is asking you to take hold of that power so that you can live the life that God has given you. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Shall we pray? Father, we thank You for the cross. We thank You for Christ crucified. We thank You for the glory of the cross, Christ in us, the hope of glory. We thank You, Father, that as we stand before You, we stand before You in a witness that we have realized in our inward parts. Jesus Christ did for us something that has opened to us a new life. And the challenge facing each one of us is to pursue that life that is revealed through the cross. That life that will manifest to us in resurrection power. That life that comes to us in a character and nature that we don't have in ourselves. So we thank You for the cross. We thank You for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We thank You for what He paid for us, what He did for us on the cross. And so we bow before You, Father, and we ask You to bless us by the Spirit with the revelation of the cross of Jesus, a revelation of what was given for us through the cross. We thank You that the victory of the Lamb is our inheritance and it is our possession, now and forevermore. We thank You for what You mean to accomplish in that inheritance, because Jesus Christ revealed in us is the hope of glory that You mean to manifest in us. And as we set our hope on the Lord Jesus Christ, we will receive of His substance, and we will receive and realize of the evidence of the Word that has been glorified according to all of Your name. We thank You for the awesomeness of the promise that stands in the cross of Jesus. We bless You and thank You. In Jesus' name, amen.